T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former NFL coach, now with NFL Network, Brian Billick. Coach, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir.
Coach, Baker Mayfield, the Browns' defense or offense was awful in the first half against the Jets Thursday night. Tyrod Taylor couldn't move it at all. Baker Mayfield comes in there, obviously lit a spark under the team. I know you've been saying for a while you thought he should play right away. What did you think about his NFL debut?
Well, no question. There was a lot of energy when he came in, and the players responded to him. And you can't ask for more than that from a quarterback to have the team respond to you. And they've got a great challenge right now, because the challenge for the Cleveland Browns is to, okay, now can you do that on the road? You know, the formula right. for being good in this league has been the same for a long time. Win at home, split on the road, beat the teams you're supposed to beat, and split with the good ones. Well, this is a chance to go on the road and beat a team that on paper, and the way the Raiders are playing, looks like maybe the Cleveland Browns could be a better football team. So this is a great opportunity for Baker Mayfield to continue that energy, go out on the road and play well against a defense that has struggled a little bit, head-to-head against a quarterback that's supposed to be pretty good, Derek Carr. Great opportunity for Baker Mayfield and the Browns.
You know, Coach, it seemed like when he went in there, you know, everybody kind of picked it up, right? There was a little more life to the running game. The defense, which gave up 14 points early, basically shut down the Jets for most of the way. Do you think the entire team, or is that giving Baker too much credit? Bet off it.
No. I think there was a tangible, visceral response to him coming in. Now, and to his, you know, it was a good situation because he came in and it was a two-minute situation. So you go in the no huddle, which is a good way for a young quarterback. That kind of simplifies things sometimes. I always felt that, like with the young core, you'd think, well, no huddle is too complicated. Well, you limit the play calling. It slows down a little bit of what the defense is doing. So it's not a bad way to go. So we came in actually in a pretty good situation. So naturally things pick up in tempo and pace anyway, and then he was able to deliver. So you add that nice. So obviously that energy gets going. You come out in the second half and you kind of keep things going. So, you know, it was kind of best of both worlds in terms of when he came in and how he came in. And now you're going to see if you can pick up with it.
You think in a couple of weeks we're going to look back and say, what the heck were they doing not starting this guy in week one?
Well, you know, you make that decision for all the reasons we've talked about. Yeah. We've talked about it before. Yeah. You've already alluded to it. I'm one that believes you go ahead and start these guys from the get-go. We're now at the point where four of the five guys, the guys that we thought were going to be starting, you know, so we're all here. Now, it took different ways for us to get here, but you kind of knew we were going to get here. So the fact that they didn't start is kind of doesn't make any difference now. The fact that you now have a full or three quarters of a season for these guys to improve and show. The good thing I will say this about all four. I was in Minnesota and saw Josh Allen play against Minnesota. You talk about an atmosphere where you should not play well against that defense in that stadium. He was magnificent. He played very, very well. None of these guys, the game doesn't look too big for them. And that's saying a lot for a rookie. It really, now, their numbers at the end of the year will be rookie-esque, maybe they'll approach 60%, and they'll maybe be one touchdown for one interception. But at the end of the day, I don't think the game is too big for any of these guys, so that bodes well for all of them.
You think now, I mean, you look at the Browns with their defense that has played pretty well, creating turnovers, and obviously now the offense looks like it could get some rhythm going here. Do you think this team could be a surprise team? I mean, now that they're at 1-1-1, it's still early, but you know, I'm not trying to jump the gun here, but now you have 10 days before you go to Oakland and you start kind of thinking ahead. If you just get a win this week, maybe the Browns could get rolling here a little bit.
Yeah, you're trying to jump the gun.
I know. Darn it, Coach. I'm sorry.
But I'll tell you, I don't think that's out of the realm. I mean, when I look at the league right now, with the exception of the Rams.
Yep.
I don't see a dominant team, you know, and even the Rams are beat up in the secondary now, but you're talking about, you know, they're in the top 10, both offensively and defensively, in the top 5 or top 10, running the ball, throwing the ball. They're as complete a team as they're in the league. Everybody else, you can see some good things and say, oh, yeah, this is why this team's going to make the playoffs. And you can see some things where you kind of go, well, I'm not sure. Even if you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, they're last in the league in defense. Now, maybe they're that good on offense that it's not going to make a difference. But you can make a case that, okay, that might actually catch up with them at some point. So when you look at the way the divisions are right now, then, yeah, why not the Cleveland Browns? And if they, you know, somebody in the division where obviously Baltimore looks like it's playing better, Pittsburgh is up and down, Cincinnati is going to be good. But, I mean, they're right there, so why not?
We're talking with former NFL coach Brian Billick, now with NFL Network. Coach, a big storyline through 3 weeks has been the roughing the passer penalties. We're already a third of the way to last year's total through three games. It seemed Clay Matthews has been called – you can't hit a guy high. You can't hit a guy low. Now you can't land on him. I think we all understand the if you grab a guy and as you're going down, you kind of pile drive him to the ground, that being a penalty. But it seems like they've gone too far with this rule. Do you think that's the case? Or is it just whining for teams?
Yeah, we'll have to see because there seems to be a sentiment right now that – and here's the hard part. Because clearly you want to protect the quarterback. You don't want your marquee players knocked out. And you're right. For me as a coach, it's okay. Well, how do I coach these guys? Can't hit above the neck, can't hit below the knee, can't take more than a step and a half once the ball's gone. And when you do get him, even if he has the ball, you've got to do this Keanu Reeves matrix kind of move.
Right.
Where, you know, on the way down, you got to turn and just don't full force land on him. I think we're asking a lot of them. I think we're asking a lot of the officials to alter it now because you can't officiate intent. And the rule is if you land full body on him, then it's a penalty. So I guess the only thing you can really do is get your players mindful of it. Look, I want you to play the way you always play. Get to the quarterback. Bring him down. Just be mindful of the fact of the full force of the body on the quarterback. Maybe that will help. I think the league's going to look at it. The hard thing is if you alter a rule and it's changing the competitive balance, whether it's pass interference, whether it's jamming somebody at the line, whether it's offensive holding, okay, you can come back and say, "Hey, it's having more of an effect than we thought." You can tell the officials, let's back off that a little bit. Let's not be quite as discerning as we were. But in this case, the rule's very clear cut. It's like telling them, "Okay, don't call procedure. The guy moves well, just unless he moves a lot, don't call it." Well, you can't do that. The rule is very clear cut now. So it's going to be interesting to see how the league, if they do indeed want to dial it back, it's just a little bit, how the officials do that without it blatantly being, okay, we were wrong, we're not going to call the rule anymore.
Can they change that midseason?
I think they can, other than just the officials. And again, the more we look at tape, the more you show the players, the more you show the officials and the coaches, the more the players are going to get it and understand it and understand that's how it's going to be called. By the same token, if the fact that they are more aware of it, and I don't like this, they don't want the officials to start officiating intent, but if they give a little more discretion to the officials to say, okay, you've got to judge now, was it a full force, you know, body blow, or did the player appear to at least try to not slam the quarterback into the turf? I don't like that, but that may be the only alternative we have.
Yeah, Coach, I feel like this is similar to the catch rule, like where we just it took some time and we were like, well, let's
absolutely
just get back to basics. Hey, what is a catch? We all know what a catch is. I think we all know what a tackle is. We all know when a guy is trying to hurt a quarterback or trying to pile drive him or doing something that looks like there is some, I hate to use the word intent, but there is sort of some intent. Let's call those. Let's get those out of the game. That's fine. But come on, Clay Matthews, that's a freaking tackle.
Yeah, I think it was you made the perfect analogy. I think there'll be an evolution of this with regards like the catch rule. You know, it's like in the game the other night, and I'm going to preface this by saying Ben Roethlisberger is a slam dunk Hall of Famer in my book. He's phenomenal. I love his toughness, but he is a bit of a drama queen. How about that slight brush to the head by Gerald McCoy? Now, the rule says you brush the head, you hit the head of the quarterback, it's a penalty, and it is. Now, Ben went down like he was hit with a howitzer, you know, and he barely brushed it. You know, I don't like that either, but it is. There again, it's clear cut. If you touch the quarterback's head, it's a penalty. Doesn't matter. It doesn't say with force or with blunt trauma, if you brush the quarterback's helmet, it's a penalty. So you hate that. You hate that it has to be that. But this is one that I think it will go through an evolution. I think we'll eventually get it right because the league usually does, but it may take a while.
Hey, Coach, you know, I know this may sound silly on the surface to say worry about the Patriots because they have routinely over the years gotten off to some bad starts and then just dominated the rest of the way. But the reality is, as great as Tom Brady has been, he is 41 years old, and nobody beats Father Time. Eventually, it catches up with everybody. He's not been good the last two games. Do you think we're finally starting to see a decline on Brady, or is this a two-game blip and the Patriots will be up and rolling again in no time?
Everything you said is correct. And at some point, we will reach that time when Tom Brady is just not Tom Brady and it's just not good anymore. I'm not going to be the one to say he's there because you can make a lot of mistakes thinking that.
That's
we
right.
have been here before with New England. I will say this, though. You know, with all the numbers of how they don't lose back-to-back, and they certainly don't lose three in a row, and they got a good Miami team, or what appears to be a decent Miami team, hosts 3-0 coming up to Foxborough. The combination of how they lost to Detroit, they gave up 159 yards rushing to Detroit. I'll check
amazing.
The numbers, but I don't think Detroit had 159 rushings all year.
That was their first. Kerryon Johnson had their first 100-yard rushing game by one player, I want to say in 3 years, something like that.
And they doubled Gronkowski and kept him to a minimum. The New England didn't have a single play over 20 yards.
Yeah.
So the other guys couldn't make plays. They ran for under 100 yards. So, I'm not one to believe in these templates, and Matt Patricia knew them. But certainly that's the way, you know, you got to play the New England Patriots. And we've said this before early, and no, you're going to lose a lot of money betting against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But all those things that we talked about, you know, there does come a point where that all does come true. And this will be an interesting game, all but in Foxborough, to see what Miami can do going up there and taking on the Patriots.
Well, the Browns are going to head to Oakland, as we talked about, Coach. And if folks want to get tickets to the game, they can, of course, use my favorite site. I know yours, too, SeatGeek.com.
Yeah, it's just the smartest, easiest way to get tickets. And not just athletic events, but theater events, comedy, comedians' performances. You know, they put millions of tickets in one place. They give you a grading scale as to the deal you're getting. Every transaction is guaranteed. So you're a better informed consumer when you SeatGeek.com, particularly if you're going on the road. That guaranteed is a huge, huge element for it. So you got to get to SeatGeek.com, whatever your ticket needs are.
Coach, last thing before you go. I know there's been a report that the Niners might not be interested, but I don't know. You know, we'll see. Maybe they change their mind, or they might be. But if you're the Browns, are you trading? Like, if the Niners come calling, are you trading him to the Niners for Tyrod Taylor?
It's a legitimate thought. It could be good for everybody. It would be good for Tyrod because he's a classy guy, as you know, and he's going to do the right thing. Play self. You don't have Baker Mayfield, although Hugh Jackson's made very clear Baker's the starter. But still, you're kind of looking over your shoulder when things get a little tough. That might be one of those things where it's good for everybody.
Yeah. Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.